like we're getting more and more of these headlines lately, and I don't understand. XYZ with Eric Zachary. A man was arrested earlier this morning after breaking into a zoo outside of Boston and attempted to gain access to the tiger enclosure. Luckily, authorities were able to detain him and stop him before he actually entered the enclosure. He was not harmed by the tiger, nor was the tiger harmed by him, but obviously he was arrested. And then this is my favorite part. Boston EMS then arrived at the zoo to evaluate the man and, quote, determine if he was mentally competent. Really? You know what I find to be a great test of someone's mentally competent? Whether or not they tried to break into a tiger enclosure at a zoo.
What you know about rolling down in the deep?
XYZ with Eric Zachary. Just a fun little quiz that I promise is a lot easier than Wordle that we do every Friday. Flashback Friday. See if you can figure out what the number one song was on this day in, let's go with 2016.
I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me.
Option A, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Is it that? Is it option B, Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars?
Don't believe me, just watch.
Or is it option C, Justin Bieber, Love Yourself?
Cause if you like the way you look that much.
It's tricky, and to be fair, as usual, all of these songs were number one at some point, but we're thinking of the number one song today on this date in February 2016. So is it Shape of You, Uptown Funk, or Love Yourself? 3, 2, 1. Yeah, Justin Bieber, Love Yourself, which is, funny enough, written by Ed Sheeran, along with Bieber. Spent 7 consecutive weeks at the number one spot in 2016. XYZ with Eric Zachary, Mom's Hot Take. My mom is here to provide her hot take / ask questions on today's culture.
There's nothing wrong with asking questions.
There is not, no. There's no stupid question.
So, okay. It was my mom, your grandmother's birthday, and
it
one
was.
Of...
93. Happy birthday,
Happy
Grandma.
Happy birthday. Yeah. I was looking at some of the comments that people were wishing her happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Under the picture, somebody did hashtag... and then G-O-A-T. And I said, goat? Like, why are they saying goat to my mother? I was like, is that an insult?
Was this one of my friends that
yes,
typed? Okay.
Girl.
It's not an insult. It means greatest of all time. So it's like calling someone a legend. Like, they're the goat. Tom Brady's the goat because he's won so many, you know, Super Bowls. And
so that's the puzzle.
Okay.
So greatest of all time.
Yeah, G-O-A-T, goat.
Okay, now I got it.
Not like, it's XYZ with Eric Zachary. Mom, you're the goat today.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all.
It's XYZ with Eric Zachary. Under the Covers, where we feature a different trending cover song every night on XYZ. Tonight, a little different. This guy still using the original vocals of these songs. So I want to refresh. This is what Stay sounds like.
If you can't be right, yeah, I do the same.
Obviously, we've heard that a few thousand times by now. So this guy, Daniel Dorado, he took the acapella of Bieber and the Kid Laroi and then just completely rebuilt a rock version around it.
If you can't be right, yeah, I do the same. Yeah, I told you that I never would have told you.
Reconstructing it from the ground up, bass drums, rock, synth, everything. The production level, I'm impressed. Like, it genuinely sounds like it was recorded this way, and now I need this version to play on the air from now on. Like, listen to the second verse drums.
What?
You're the reason I believe in love.
It's incredible. XYZ with Eric Zachary, something that we do every Monday. Called Mental Health Monday, just a quote, thought, virtue to hang on to through the week and hopefully just make everything a little bit lighter. I'm going to give this quote and we're going to talk through it together real quick because it's fairly simple, but it has so much depth when you really hear the words. Pain doesn't just show up in our lives for no reason. It's a sign that something in our lives needs to change. When you get hurt, physically, you hold your hand over a fire, the pain is an indicator to let go, to move your hand, to not let that continue to hurt you. Mental health and emotional health is no different. When something starts to truly hurt, that's an indicator that things need to change. And it's not easy to accept. It's never easy to accept, especially when something that you care about. But that doesn't mean that pain isn't still an indicator to move forward. So one more time, pain doesn't just show up in our lives for no reason. It's a sign that something in our lives needs to change. It's XYZ with Eric Zachary, and that was your Mental Health Monday check-in.
Sip, baby, sip, baby.